This is JIS News. Coming up, Mexico provides $1.8 million to rehabilitate Riverton City Access Road. Security Minister welcomes resumption of wage negotiations with Police Federation and DBJ seeking to boost energy awareness in Parade Gardens community. The details after the break.
The Accountant General's Department is advising all Jamaican government pensioners that as of October 2014, life certificates, checks, and pay advice will be mailed to pensioners in new pressure-sealed envelopes. Simply remove the perforated edges of the envelopes to access the information. With the new format, pensioners can expect to receive their life certificates, checks, and pay advice sooner each month. The information for each document remains the same. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
Now the news. The government has received a $1.8 million grant from Mexico to rehabilitate the access road leading to the Riverton City Disposal Site in St. Andrew. The scope of work to be carried out includes preparation of road base and sub-base, construction of sidewalks and concrete drains, and relocation of public utilities where applicable. Speaking at the signing of the agreement Wednesday, Local Government and Community Development Minister Noel Arscott said the upgrading of the road will enable easier and more frequent access to the disposal site and ensure more efficient operations by the National Solid Waste Management Authority. He also notes that the improvement to the roadway will reduce payments to contract truckers who have been seeking compensation for wear and tear on their vehicles.
The construction of the access road will complement some of the activities that have already been implemented, which include the covering of the Riverton site, the re-establishment of tipping cells, and the installation of fire suppression equipment.
Work is set to begin this month and is expected to be completed in 2016. National Security Minister Peter Bunting is commending members of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, who have remained in their posts despite industrial action by some rank-and-file personnel. The Security Minister also reiterated his appeal to all members of the JCF to return to work and welcomed the decision of the Police Federation to return to the negotiating table. He has expressed gratitude to members of the Jamaica Defence Force for working with the police to ensure adequate security coverage over the past few days. Minister Bunting is assuring citizens that the security forces remain vigilant and that every effort is being made to ensure the maintenance of law and order. Since Monday, June 1, several members of the JCF have staged a sick-out in protest of the government's 5% wage offer. The police officers and minister without portfolio in the finance ministry with responsibility for the public sector, Harris Daly, are scheduled to meet today to resume the wage negotiations. The Development Bank of Jamaica, DBJ, is partnering with the Environmental Health Foundation, EHF, to boost energy awareness in the inner-city community of Parade Gardens in Kingston. The DBJ has provided a $6.9 million grant to the EHF to assist with a project which will see the Parade Gardens Community Center outfitted with renewable energy and energy-efficient technologies, the installation of energy-efficient bulbs in households, and efforts to educate residents about the benefits of energy conservation. The EHF will also provide entrepreneurial, career development and skills training for the residents, as well as coaching in personal development and behavior change. Managing Director of the DBJ, Milverton Reynolds, says the aim is to empower residents to improve their circumstances and contribute to the country's development.
By improving the state of the community, the citizens of Parade Gardens will feel good about themselves. And coupled with the training in personal development and behavioral change, we believe that there is bound to be positive developmental impact.
Mr. Reynolds was speaking at the signing of the Memorandum of Understanding between both parties Thursday. And a number of Jamaicans are benefiting from free medical care thanks to the Nova Southern University College U.S. Medical Mission. The team comprises 150 specialists in medical, dental, optical, physical and occupational therapy and pharmacy, and will be providing free medical care to indigents in the corporate area from June 4 to 5. Speaking at a special welcome ceremony at the Good Samaritan Inn in Kingston Thursday, Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson said medical missions are making a significant contribution to healthcare in Jamaica. He points out that a number of medical missions come to Jamaica each year and are saving Jamaicans and the government millions of dollars. The minister has also commended the Nova Southern University College U.S. Medical Mission, which has been coming to Jamaica for the past 14 years. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.